Hey there, I hope you're well, and I hope you also had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for June 22nd, 2020. This is our snapshot of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So specification and design-wise, everything about the Pixel 4a is probably known at this point. The question everyone is asking of Google's next mid-range phone is when it will actually launch. Two French retailers today provided a little bit more information about the Pixel 4a though. Listings for French retailers Audemedia and eStock.fr are for the 128GB Pixel 4a in two colours. We've seen the Just Black and the Blue model. Those model numbers are not new. The model numbers are shown on site, but other information from these sites should be taken with a lot of caution. The first says that delivery is scheduled for the 7th of the 7th, 2020, while the second cites the estimate and manufacturer's estimated time as within 8 to 12 working days. Pricing on one site comes to €441.65, or around about $494.65, and the other pegs it at $509.56, or $570.68. These two prices are not accurate. But for comparison, the Pixel 3a is €399 on the Google Store. That said, take everything with a pinch of salt, as there's still no confirmation as when the Pixel 4a will launch, and of course, pricing. A fresh class action lawsuit could be filed against Google for Pixel 3 issues that some have faced since the launch of 2018's Made by Google smartphones. Law firm Chemicals, Schwartz, Kreiner and Donaldson Smith LLP have publicly confirmed that it will be investigating various defects and issues on the Pixel 3 series. This doesn't necessarily mean that Google will be heading to court over Pixel 3 defects and issues though. However, we've seen many complaints since the release about things such as RAM management, battery longevity, camera app problems, camera hardware problems, plus a few more on top. The law firm behind this potential suit is now seeking further information from fans and users, though, to see if a claim is warranted. You may remember that this isn't the first time Google has been up in court defending a mobile device. It may have taken a while, but Nexus 6P owners were awarded damages up to the value of $500 for faulty hardware and software failures late last year. A post over on the r Google Pixel subreddit has now brought this potential Pixel 3 lawsuit to far more prominence. If you are experiencing severe hardware and software issues, you can fill in the form on CSK&D's website to give further information on the problems you're experiencing. I will leave a direct link in the show notes below if you do want to check that out for yourself. Google seems to always be working on new features for its various services, including Google Maps. And today, Jane Wong posted on Twitter a bunch of new features coming to Maps, but we've got a bit of a breakdown for you. In a series of tweets, several changes coming to Google Maps have been detailed. Some are pretty small, but others may have a pretty big impact on overall usability. Perhaps one of you commuters out there will find these handy. You know, once life goes back to normal, it's kind of a first mile option for connecting to public transport. For many commuters, there's a small trip to get to a nearby bus, subway, or train station. With this new Maps filter, Google would allow users to pick and choose what types of transportation they'd use for the first mile of a daily commute. Technically, these could probably be used for a last mile as well. The options include cars, bikes, rickshaws, motorcycles, or ride-sharing service such as Uber or Lyft. On the note of Uber, Google Maps is also preparing to give better insights on ride fares, at least Uber that is. With this, Google would link to a ride-sharing service and share the user's route, offering immediate and accurate ride fares within Google Maps itself. Presumably, that would also be available for other ride-sharing platforms. In a related change, Maps is also apparently working on tighter integration with Baywheels, which is a bike-sharing service in San Francisco. There are also a couple of UI changes Google is preparing to make to Maps. For one, the search bar at the top of the app may soon be rounded off with the user's profile picture on the right-hand side and a Google Maps logo on the far left. It's a slight change, but we think it looks really nice. There are also some changes to the place cards, which show common words in reviews for that location. It's unclear though when any of these features will roll out publicly, but they all seem like they're welcome improvements to the platform overall. Even before the Android 11 developer preview, Google this year announced that the upcoming OS would introduce 60 new characters, as well as 55 skin tone and gender variants for the emoji. The new emoji are not yet usable in Android 11 Beta 1, but a look at the more final designs has been shared with us today. The Unicode Consortium detailed the new Emoji 13.0 additions in January to give platform vendors the time to create their own versions and implement those. Google for this edition proposed and got adopted gender variations for person in veil, person in tuxedo, and person feeding baby with a bottle. Meanwhile, it partnered with Microsoft on a transgender flag. Beta 1 and the early developer previews do feature some of these new emoji, but are not likely to include the final designs. While they're not yet accessible from Gboard, you can preview them by copying from Emojipedia and pasting into a text field. We were provided with updated designs for the 117 new Android 11 emoji today, and you can preview them on site right now. There are some changes to the new characters, while Google has tweaked some existing ones. For example, there is a big revamp for animal emoji, with certain ones returning to this blob-era style. That said, with two more betas planned, Google could update the emoji designs again before the consumer launch later this year. And finally, while Android 11 for phones and tablets is expected to launch in Q3, Wear OS is still running Android 9 Pie. That said, the wearable platform is still getting updates, with watch faces now able to take advantage of hardware acceleration. Hardware acceleration lets watch faces render at higher frame rates with smoother animations and transitions. Google says these benefits are pretty self-evident for end users. Behind the scenes, Wear OS apps already take advantage of hardware-accelerated graphics rendering, but watch faces are implemented using canvases. Google's last monthly update for the wearable support library, version 2.7.0, to let developers request hardware-accelerated canvases has been pushed out. This also provides more UI performance data by enabling debug GPU profiling under settings and developer options. This feature is only available on Wear OS devices that run Android 9 or later though. Developers will be able to exclude older watches should they wish to do so. Google does warn that hardware acceleration can greatly lower the battery life of a device if implemented on watch faces with long running animations, or those that draw in every frame though. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is usually available every Wednesday.